never did retire from the road, however, and continued touring until his death from a massive heart attack in Memphis on December the 21st, 1992. That's the day that I was at the Rhythm Room in Phoenix. Albert was 69 years of age, and he'd enjoyed a full life in the blues. Stevie? Stevie wasn't quite as fortunate. At the height of his career, August 27th, 1990, he was killed in a helicopter crash at Alpine Valley, Wisconsin, right outside of East Troy, where I used to go to the East Troy Theater to watch movies back in the 1950s. That was the movie theater that had lover's seats in it. About every third row, instead of having two separate theater chairs next to each other, it was more like a sofa. Stevie Ray was 35 years of age. What we're playing for you today, the only known recording of Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan performing together. Pretty long overdue. Commercial release stands as a fitting tribute to the genius of two of the greatest musicians ever to have played the blues on electric guitar. Pretty profound. We're going to return for just a few moments to Albert King's solo on his Livewire concert at Fillmore back in the 60s. It's a piece called Look Out. In a few minutes, we'll return to In Session with Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I hope you're enjoying this program as much as I'm enjoying bringing it to you. Stay with us here on The Micro Effect. Set. Going back now to Albert King, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Let's enjoy it.
Lord, have mercy on me. eyes on me. You know, I'm trying to find my one. Won't somebody please send her back to me?
King and Stevie Ray Vaughan,
yeah, like
in session. Yeah, we're just a bit shy of halfway through this thing. This is an enjoyable set. To watch these two guys interact vocally, nothing pre-planned, nothing pre-rehearsed, maybe the music, but not the words, not the banter between the two of these cats. Wow. Two musical angels. No longer with us.
I was listening. You thought I wasn't. I was listening. I thought about it all the way back to Illinois. I said, now, he got the makings of a good fiddler. Yeah, see, he's going to be a good fiddler when he came. Well, sure enough.
Trying to pay attention, though.
Yeah, come on, man. That's what you get for paying attention. You have to pay attention going out here. Boy, there's a lot of guitar players out here.
That's the truth.
They just play up. They play fast. They don't concentrate on no soul. But you got them both.
I'll be trying.
Wow. Let's get into part two of In Session.
It should be easy for you to do because
it don't ever end, baby.
All you got to do is
keep the music rolling.
Just remember back home.
That's what we're here to do.
When you were sitting out behind the house
Friday nights. Black Cat Jazz Sessions.
Trying to get things together.
Except tonight it's the Black Cat Blues Sessions. Jeff Bennett here, the Micro Effect, for another 50-odd minutes or so. I hope you're enjoying this. I am. It's nice to sit back and not just listen to it, but to watch. A little while, I got a little surprise for you. We'll tell you about it. Stick around, won't you?
Didn't know nobody to call to send for you. So you had to get out there and hitchhike, you know. It don't make no difference. You say, I'm going. I know I got to hitchhike, but I'm going anyway. Whatever happens,
it happens.
Let it happen. I got to pay my dues somewhere. Listen. Dreaming I was lucky, but I woke up cold and handy. Dreamed that I was lucky, darling, but I woke up cold and handy, yeah. I dream I had you all by myself, but now I know you found you another man, yeah. Oh, that's why I wonder, will a matchbox hold my clothes? I wonder, darling, will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yeah, yeah. You know I haven't got so many, but I got so far to go, yeah. You know I haven't got so many, but I got got so far to go, yeah. Ain't that right? I can do something with that.
I hope so.
Yeah, taking, you know, picture like you want.
Let me share a couple things with you. Anybody who's witnessed a much anticipated jam session only be disappointed with each participant deferring to the other, the end result being that neither ever got out of the first gear. Now, anybody listening or watching this is going to welcome a pairing of two absolute giants of the blues guitar. Albert King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, obviously shared a mutual admiration, but it simply wasn't in either one's makeup to A, be intimidated, or B, take a back seat to anybody. Not without kicking up a little bit of dust. Well, they kicked up dust, but for totally different reasons. Imitation, we're told, may be the sincerest form of flattery, but Albert, one of the most imitated guitarists in history, never quite saw it that way. He developed his unique style, figured he owned it. If you borrowed from it, you were essentially stealing bread off his table. And though Stevie mixed and matched a variety of guitar influences, when he dipped into Albert's bag, he got closer to the Southpaw than anyone before or since. And as he did on David Bowie's Let's Dance, released months before this recording, "Yeah, I heard you doing all my chit on there," Albert sneered to the cameras rolling. "I'm going to go up there and do some of yourn." And to demonstrate just how nonchalant he was about the impending jam, Albert tucked away a seemingly innocuous prop minutes before getting down to business. Now, during the lunch break, Stevie told me a year after the show, Albert went around to everybody in there looking for an Emery board. Didn't think anything of it. We were jamming on the last song, and it comes to the solo, and he goes, "Get it, Stevie." "I started off," he said. "I looked over, and he's pulling out this damned Emery board, filing his nails. Sort of giving me this sidelong glance. I loved it," he said, looking at me like, "I got you swinging by your toes." He's a heavy cat. Hearing Stevie pay him homage, the pride in Albert's eyes were impossible to hide. And the gamesmanship of the situation clearly brought out some of the best playing. But in that we're listening to tonight, in this congenial battle of titans, no holds were barred, no weapons disqualified. Either guitars or even Emery boards. Dan Forte, 1998. Let's return to this amazing historical jam.
name. Now don't you lie to me, because it makes me mad. I can evil as a man can be. Don't you lie to me. Don't you lie to me. No, don't lie to me. Now don't you lie to me, because it makes me mad. I can evil as a man can be.
Play this thing out of tune again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, tearing up my finger.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you the truth. Oh, boy. But I just love to play the time. Wish I really felt like it. Being here with you. You know, I really didn't know who Stevie Ray Vaughan was. Who in the devil is Stevie Ray Vaughan? Who's that? Well, he must have added something to your name, or he must have took away something. He must have turned it over.
I just used the whole thing.
Oh, you used the whole thing?
That's all.
Oh, okay. Because I know, what were you
Little Stevie.
Little Stevie. Yeah. See, that's what you get for paying attention. You have to pay attention going out here, boy. It's a lot of guitar players out here.
That's the truth.
But they're just players. They play fast. They don't concentrate on no soul, but you got them both.
I'll be trying.
What is that fast thing you've done, that rap thing? Boy, that had a heck of a groove to it.
All right. Part. This thing called Pride and Joy.
Pride and Joy. Give me some of it.
All right, here's Stevie's number one piece on his own, baby. He wrote it. It's his. He owns it.
Love, sat to the blood.
had my head down.
I'm glad I came.
I'm glad I came here with you.
Oh. You want to play some blues?
Sure.
You sure? F sharp. Two, song.
In the words of Albert King, can you dig it? You know, I think I'm going to go into my Livewire album, and I'm just going to record that one section. Albert King singing, can you dig it? Why not? Enjoy. I do. Amazing stuff.
You gotta teach me how to use that thing.
Texas, you know. Uh-huh. Lots of places you go around, they don't understand. Some guys say, well, we're going to play some blues. They don't know what.
It's the truth.
See, if I can't make it there, you be there. Show them what it's all about. I'm gonna move way on the outskirts of town. I'm gonna move
way on the outskirts of town. You know, I don't want nobody always hanging around. I'm gonna buy my grocery myself every day, and I know that will keep that old grocery boy away. Now when we move, way on the outskirts of town, you know I don't want nobody always hanging around. Listen, let me tell you, woman, when we move away from here, I heard you, you won't need no ice, boy. I'm gonna buy you a Frigidaire. Now when we move, way on the outskirts of town, because I don't want nobody always hanging around. Tell about it.
Yeah, baby, can you dig it? We got 10, 12 minutes left in this set tonight. More music to bring to you. People have asked me, you know, Bennett, you just finished moving your program again. Why do you want to beat yourself up and come back and do another couple hours with tunes? Music, my friends, is a huge, huge portion of my life. It is for all of us. There isn't a time in our lives where a piece of music, whether it's classical or opera or rock and roll or blues or easy listening, whatever it was. I don't care if it's Sinatra, B.B. King, and Albert King. It doesn't matter. I thoroughly enjoy bringing these music programs to you, these anthologies. This was just a unique one. It's one that's been sitting on my shelf for a lot of years. Come in, you make a few comments here and there. Some are personal. Many of the stories I've shared with you out of this set were lifted directly from the original liner notes, and some from the subsequent release of this disc back in 99 originally. It's been expanded to show more of what was originally recorded for this series. About 3 minutes after this program ends, and it's not that you can't find it if you did some digging, I want to invite you to pay a visit to Kettle Moraine. PreciousMetals.com. Now, if you can't find that, you're going to have some problems. I know you can go to the Micro Effect of the TME website, and you'll see an ad for it. You can just click on the ad. But about 3 minutes after this program is over, this entire presentation, the In Sessions with Stevie Ray and Albert King, is going to be there in its entirety. The video, not just music. Of course, you're not going to get it with my colored commentary, no puns intended. But that's not important. Enjoy the tunes. Watch an amazing interaction between these two giants in their field. Let's go back and listen to the last 7-8 minutes of this marvelous set. And I guess about 10 minutes left. We're just about going to take us to where we need to be. Thanks for being here with me on this Friday night. It's where I like to be. And we're cooking up something special, but it's not going to happen for just a little while. Something real special I'm looking forward to doing. I've got a friend who wants to join me some night and just do a 2-hour set with me. And we started laying the plans tonight during this session. So for this 8th day of January 2016. Thank all of you who were either in the chat room that I couldn't attend. Dagny, glad to have you there. Deer Tick, some of the others that I know were there. Thanks for being here. Thanks for enjoying it. We'll keep on bringing you the music as long as you want to hear it. Psycho Joe will be joining the network here in about 10, 12 minutes with a good number of hours of his stuff. Stay right here at the Micro Effect. And we'll see y'all come Monday. And next Friday, good fortune, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And I'm not talking about the engines here. We'll be back with another set of the Black Cat Jazz sessions. Tonight, we've enjoyed the Black Cat Blues sessions. We'll see you. Enjoy the weekend.
I gotta have a finger for the mark. Oh! Yeah.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
To Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.